This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
The Burt Show.
What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, Cardi B is getting so much heat when it comes to how she handles herself on the Met Gala red carpet. Listen, the Met is all about fashion. So if you're walking the Met Gala carpet, you need to know what designer you're wearing. Like, they invited you there. It's a pricey ticket. Like, that's the whole reason why you're there. It's one thing if you're like on the Emmy red carpet or the Oscar red carpet and you forget or whatever. And Cardi B got asked who she was wearing, and this was her response.
How does it feel to have seven people helping you with your dress?
It makes me feel like, yeah. I'm that bitch. You never. Before y'all consider comparing yourself to me.
You look unbelievable. Do you get like a little stressed out when you put together a look that's this extreme?
Absolutely. I mean, like, the dress weighs more than me. So it's like, it's weighing me down. It actually gives me like a headache. Like, it actually makes me nauseous.
I know.
Yeah,
it's like it's work.
It's work.
It's work. But you feel amazing. Who made this?
I feel amazing. It's this amazing designer. They're Asian and everything. So yeah.
I love it. Well, you look gorgeous.
They're Asian and everything.
Everything.
Yes. Just goes against everything we just tried
what
to do.
What a transition. That's what I'm thinking.
Happy AAPI month.
Exactly.
Now, Cardi B is dismissing the outrage over forgetting the name of her Met Gala dress designer. And this is what she had to say about her mishap on the red carpet.
I think the former director of Vogue, he got offended because I said Asian designer. I said Asian designer because I know that the designer was Asian, but I wasn't sure what nationality the designer was. And I feel like it's offensive if I was to be like, oh, some Chinese designer or some Korean designer or some Vietnamese designer. Because I feel like I don't want to get somebody's nationality mixed up. So I said an Asian designer. So I didn't say that to be offensive or to get your little Speedos in a bunch.
So there's something interesting here that, and maybe I'm overthinking it. Did she say some Asian designer or a Asian designer? Because I do think that there's like one could be offensive and one is not.
See, like as far as clarifying it as an Asian designer, that wasn't offensive to me. What was offensive is you didn't know the person's name.
Yeah.
And then she also went on to say that because she had like 15-inch heels on or something and the dress was so heavy or whatever, she had a lot going through her mind and she acknowledged that she like panicked and she couldn't remember the name and also it was hard to pronounce and she didn't want to screw it up, and so that's why she went the route she did.
I might be asking you questions on something you don't know, but I'm interested in the process. Like, does the celebrity go to the designer,
yes,
or does the designer go to the celebrity?
Well, it can be. I think a lot of times the designer goes to the celebrity. Like, these are already established relationships. Like, there are certain celebrities like Stella McCartney and Gwyneth Paltrow who go back years, right? Or like Calvin Klein has people that he's worked with in the past. Oscar De La Renta has certain people that he's worked with. And so they have established relationships. So they'll either go to each other, the celebrity will ask the designer to create something special for them, or the designer will be like, I have the perfect dress I want you to wear to the Met Gala. Will you please come as my guest? So she had to had multiple interactions with this designer with fittings. She actually had it was a green dress, but they didn't like the way it was photographing. So they switched up the entire dress and she ended up doing a black dress instead.
She easily could have just said, it's from an Asian designer. I forget the name. I'll get back to you. But that's the problem, not knowing the name. And she didn't have to add the end everything. The everything wasn't necessary.
That's just classic Cardi B.
Yeah, but
man,
it's Cardi being Cardi, but she was wrong on that one.
And the deal is you get the dresses, you get the clothes, you get the jewelry also. And the exchange is like, you go ahead, you plug my business. I'm going to make you look like $1 million.
I don't think you get to keep it though.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, she's definitely
like
not getting to keep it.
All right.
Questlove has a lot to say about this Kendrick Lamar beef. So Questlove posted on Instagram, nobody won the war. This wasn't about skill. This was a wrestling match level mudslinging and takedown by any means necessary. Women and children and actual facts be damned. And then he also went on to rip into the people who are like engaged in it. He said, same audience wanting blood will soon put up RIP posts like they weren't part of the problem. hip hop truly is dead.
Ooh, I don't know about all that.
I agree with the first part of what he said. I think a lot of us had to admit to ourselves that we didn't know it would go this far. We all wanted to see them engage. We wanted to see them create a battle of who can create the best songs. I don't think all of us knew that it was going to go this far and this deep as far as the way that they are personally attacking each other's lives.
The accusations.
Right. But for him to say hip-hop is dead, especially for someone who's been involved with hip-hop all of these years, that's inaccurate to me because every hip-hop beef has been like this. This is not something that just started. This has been going on forever.
Here's where I challenge all this. I just think it's a different time now. Look at the way that politicians are burying each other now. It's just a more mean place. And it gets personal very, very quickly. And I think this is the new evolution of rap just because we're living in a meaner time now. And people take shots way more easily than they used to.
And then social media, you get people who are chiming in. And then it just gets messy really quickly.
Justin and Hailey Bieber are expecting their first baby in your next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.